Hello, it's the post-match show, the pink, as it used to be called, after the pre-season friendly where Liverpool have won. They beat Mainz 1-0 in sunny Austria. To talk about all of that and the things that have come from it, I've got Neil Atkinson, I've got Andy Bell, and I've got Phil Blundell. And I'll start with you, Phil. Nice to get a win. You know, they say results don't matter, but, you know, you don't want to be getting battered. Arsenal getting beat by Hibernian has caused a bit of a ruckus and stuff like that. So you want to be doing well. It's a clean sheet. It's a win. And some nice performances in there too.
Yeah, I mean, you watch a pre-season friendly and you sort of convince yourself that they don't really matter. And then you get beat 3-0 by Napoli like we did the other year, and all of a sudden it's meltdown. So it is always good to get the win, get a clean sheet as well. That's also important. It was two different defensive units for both halves, but they've still given a good account of themselves. As a keeper, Adrian made a good save second half. I don't think Keller had a great deal to do first half, which makes sense because Liverpool were probably better in the first half, and the team was stronger, and he was basically playing behind probably the defence that I think will start at Norwich on the first day. So yeah, it was encouraging. There was some good football. The first half I thought they were pretty good, to be perfectly honest. And it was almost a bit the wrong way around that it was the second half team that's got the team to win, when the first half team was probably not only stronger, but I would say performed a lot better.
You encouraged, Andy?
Massively. I think that first half team is, you know, something fairly similar to what we're gonna see on the first day. Phil mentions the back four, but also, you know, you've got Mane and Salah here gonna play. Is Firmino, you know, they're going to have a look at him. Obviously, the minutes he played last season, whether he's going to come back in. He's been in the Copa America as well. So, you know, there's a possibility that he, well, if not the first day, certainly maybe one or two of the first five. There could be another number nine there, possibly. Who knows? So, yeah, it was. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Elliot's new position. Well, new position, we obviously saw him there on Tuesday night, whenever it was. So, yeah, I think encouraged, certainly by the young players who come through. I thought Beck had another good game. He's a great striker of the ball, I think. And Kanate especially. I think he looks very calm. You know, everyone kind of goes on about it's a quote attributed to Maldini. I don't know if he actually said it about the kind of, if you have to make a tackle, I've made a mistake. But Kanate always seems to be that step ahead. He's positioned well. And he's very, very, very strong. He seems to, I don't know, like if you play five-a-side and you come up against a team, you just like to throw their weight around, and they don't necessarily need to put you on the ground, but they just do it for the sake of it, to show their size of their muscles. I feel like Kanate likes to do that a little bit, but yeah, I'm into it. About 35 minutes through the first half, I realised Matip was playing. I didn't realise it at all, which shows you how good Kanate was and how good he was covering for him. And you saw his recovery pace, you saw his quality in the ball. Really impressed with him, and more than happy if he starts the season.